When Grace Schofield noticed an increase in the number of skateboards she was setting up at her shop for young girls, she got an idea. The girls who were going to Pocket Skate and Vintage, co-owned by Schofield, said they had been skateboarding on their driveways or streets. Schofield asked why they weren't going to the skate park. "It's an intimidating place if you show up on your own and you're a young teen who doesn't have any friends who skate, too," Schofield said. "I just wanted to make it feel more like a safe and inviting place for girls and LGBTQ of all ages." So, in June, she started holding a ladies, girls, LGBTQ+ skate night every Thursday at 6 p.m. The skate community and scene in Orillia is really exploding. "I just wanted to make sure that everybody feels included in that because it is a male-dominated sport," she said. The response has been positive, with more than 25 people showing up some Thursdays. "Even on a night where it might rain, I still get quite a few who roll in and skate for a while," Schofield said. "It's exciting for parents, too. They're seeing their kids' progress every week, which they're really psyched about," she said. "Even if no progression happens, just to have the kids come out and have fun is what really matters. It's been a matter of both fun and learning for 9-year-old Lucy Goodman, a regular participant. I like learning new things with my friends," she said. "Grace has taught me way more tricks. I don't know what they're called, but I can do a lot." Her mom, Nicole, jogged her memory. "You can do the 50-50, ride fakie, kick turns. You can grind the rail," she said. Goodman encouraged other young girls to take part in the Thursday evening fun. "There are some pretty great instructors here and you'll make some pretty good friends," she said. "Grace is a great teacher and I'd like to thank her for that." While Schofield does provide some instruction, the Thursday events are about community, camaraderie and skate park etiquette, she explained. Her business partner and staff volunteer their time on Sunday mornings at the skate park, when more of the focus is on lessons. Despite owning a business, she is happy to offer the free events. "It doesn't feel like part of the job. It's my hobby, and sharing it with other people makes it even more fun," she said. "It's not just for skateboarders, either. We're welcoming anybody, no matter how many wheels are on your equipment," she said, adding that can include scooters, roller skates and rollerblades. Schofield thanked members of the Orillia Skateparkers group for lending boards for the skate nights. The Orillia Public Library offers skateboard kits, which come with a how-to book. Those who borrow the kits can head to Pocket Skate and Vintage to pick up their boards. For more information about Thursday skate nights, keep an eye on the Pocket Skate and Vintage Instagram and Facebook pages or call the shop at 705-259-7528.